Okay, we're up to Simon Shin Pei Dalet Rabbi Isa, page 506, bottom line. And we shall be learning Simon Shin Pei Dalet Shin Pei Heis. In Mitzvah Hashem tonight, Shin Pei Dalet, page 506 in the bottom. And then we're going to talk about the army today, the army. And about non-Fumyidin, and about Enumay Dibayev. So that's some important topics here tonight. Okay, Enyudi Achsanoi Ma'ake, what is the loch of Enyudi, which is an Achsano, which is a guest? What happens as follows? Enyudi Shenichel Hashem Achsanos. If you've got a guy who enters an area, who enters an area of Hashem Achsanos, as a guest, a guest pops into the Eruv. So now, does it matter or does it not matter? What do you think? If you've got an Eruv, let's say you've got in the summer holidays, you've got a camp, and it's all hidden, and suddenly the guy shows up. He comes in. So does it matter or not? Does he break the Eruv or not? So Halach is as follows. Any Yudia goy, a nichnas in Machshanos, who comes as a guest. Him nichnas shaloi b'reshus, if he wasn't really invited, then any oisel oilam, then it doesn't matter. Ignore it. Just ignore it. He hasn't been invited. Him nichnas b'reshus, if he was invited, and he came with permission, he was invited. If he comes regularly, then he asks us. It's an issue. He will ask her. If he was invited, but he doesn't come regularly, he will not ask until he was there for 30 days. Okay, so the point is, invited, not invited. If he was not invited, it doesn't matter. If he was invited, then if it was Birshus, then it's... if he was invited, and if he comes regularly, then he's going to ask after 30 days. Save base, Anshichail. Now this was commonplace in Europe. Army coming into the village. The army coming into the village. Anshichail, Amelech, Shenichnusu, Bevat Yehudim. This is the army of the Chel Amelech, of the army of the king. Shenichnusu, Bevat Yehudim, they're entering... That was the way it worked, that when armies conquering or protecting villages, so they come in and they expect full army, they expect full, absolutely full, you mean to look after them, they are the king's worker, the representative, so you've got to look after them. So if they come and say, what can we give you, kind of, how can we help you? So the problem is, so the halacha is as follows. Let's see what Shulchan Aruch says. Anshei Chel HaMelech, the king's army soldiers, shenichnusu bat Yehudim, who have entered Jewish houses, bein b'chaska, whether they forced themselves into the Jewish houses, bein b'rotzen, or whether they were invited, im yesh lebalebatim ba'oisam mekoymus shenichnusu en Yehudim kelim. If in those areas where the goyim now, where the soldiers have come in, the non-Jewish soldiers have come in now, if in those places the Yidden have got kelim, which is also letalat b'shabbes, eno moisim aleim will not asa. So again, it will not asa. It will not asa. The Mishnah Berurah explains if cotton vav. We've got a bit of a question. We learn zif aleph. Mishnah was going to ask the question, the obvious questions. If Aleph, we learned that if he forces himself, if he's not invited, what's the halacha? Sif Aleph, a guy that comes in and he's forcing himself there. What we learned in Sif Aleph? Not invited. Does he ask a yes or no? In Sif Aleph, we learned, doesn't ask a. In Sif Beis, we're learning soldiers who force themselves into, and they impose their presence. Halach is in Sif Beis, we learned, however, that does he ask yes or no? We learned in Sif Beis, Eino Moisim Alem, it doesn't ask. So we've got a question. In Sif Aleph, we learned that people who force their entry, it doesn't ask. Ignore it. It doesn't matter. But in Sif Beis, we learned that soldiers who come, it does matter. Why is that not considered? Well, there's a contradiction between Sif Aleph and Sif Beis. However, there's the Yesod coming out from this. Again, can I just repeat the question? In Sif Aleph, we learned, if there's a goy who forces himself into your house, he goes to Mishpachas Ketanka, and he goes in, and he says, here I am, give me, here I am, what, you know, he pulls himself, and you don't want to start with him, But Lemaisa, now you've got to go. Does he ask for the Eruv, yes or no? And Sif Aleph, we learned, if he's not been invited, he just plonks himself there. Velochiz doesn't ask. Doesn't ask for the Eruv, is still valid. That's what we learned in Sif Aleph. In Sif Beis, however, we learned, if there's soldiers, the army of the king, they're coming, and they're not forcing themselves into your premises, Velochiz actually does ask. Now, we've got a problem with the Eruv. So the question is, why is that so? Then we learn in Sif Aleph that a goy forces himself in, it doesn't ask. What's the difference between Sif Aleph and Sif Beis? Pardon? Oh, because he's doing it for... So, the Mishnah goes a bit further than that, even. He says even more than that. Mishnah Sif Cotton Vov says, Ikshom Aforshim, Hobe Sif Aleph, Mavua, Shaloi Birshu Zenu Yoseklal. Hi, in Sif Aleph, we learned it doesn't ask. Veteretsu de Meirishim is Achsenin Alpidin and Malchusa. It says because of Dina, the Malchusa, Dina, that the rule of the king is valid, and it's the law of the land. That they are the king's soldiers, and they are allowed, they're entitled, they're fully entitled to come in and say, okay, where's my cholent? Where's my food? Can you give me your supper, please? They're entitled to, and since legally they're entitled to, so that's, even if you're not invited them, it doesn't matter, because they've got legally, they're entitled to come and expect some food from you. And therefore, it will asa the Eruv. Even if they're not being invited, because in a way, they have been invited, they've got the rights. They've got the rights to ask.
I don't understand why
the Eruv?
I mean, they're not part of the...
Oh, that's a very good, valid question as well. That's a good question as well, that normally we learned, very good question, normally we learned you need to have some sort of semi-temporary presence to ask. If someone just pops in and out, it wouldn't be a problem, you're right. So here we're assuming that they're going to stay for a bit. They're going to stay for, maybe they're going to be there for 30 days. Could be they're going to protect your land for the next 2 months, 3 months, half a year. They're going to, good point, but if you're expecting them to leave within 12 hours, you're right, good point. They will know. Sometimes they will stay there permanently. Let's say the army will stay there for a bit to protect the premise, to protect the area. And therefore, what? Ah, the schiras aspect. Ah, very good. Yeah. No, schiras is the other way around. If there's a goyish place and you're renting off the goy, or it's your place, and the goyim is coming into as a person, he will also ask her. He can't give you anything. How did it work? What is he giving you? What is he giving you? Schiras works if the goy, it's a goy's, there's a one flat, one house, one bais in the chotzer, which is the goy's. How do we sort it out? By schiras. But over here, it's the yid's place, it's the other way around.
It's a house. So why is it asking?
Because he's present. Because of his presence. His presence. He asks the goy. You need. You're saying that.
He's got rights to it.
So you're saying that, but that I can't. The schiras only works if he's got a rishus. He hasn't got a rishus. Yeah. Okay. Well, Asa, what can you do about it? No, I don't know. I really don't know. Pardon? That what? So therefore, how would that? Ah, if there's nothing there, yeah. You kill him also the Talmud Shabbos. Yeah, because yeah, that's right. Yeah, okay, good, fine. See, Shin Pei, hey, Rabbi Fengel, just to point out, you're right. In can I just look at Mishnah Busef Cotton Gimel to answer your question? Nichnas Brishos Roitz Alemash Is Ilo Yiskiyo Lechedem Yuchot Lezachsen Shom. We're not only talking about the Yid giving him food. So it's actually, it's not more than just the food that we're looking after. We're actually giving him a room as well. Can I have the upstairs? Bedroom, the soldier says, he'll be there for 2 weeks. So you're actually giving him a part of the, yeah, more than just the food. Yeah. Okay, now what happens? Aboisai, we've spoken in great detail if you've got an Eruv Chatzeros, which includes Goyim. So what do we do about that? What do we do if there's a Goy in the Chatzah? You rent from him. Very good. Now what happens if you've got a Yid, which that either includes in the Eruv, or we can do a bit of a shos that works as well. Could what happens if there's a Yid who doesn't believe? A non-committed Jew. You know what? Even less than committed. A non-affiliated? What's the... that's right. Okay? Should go up to him about the Eruv. Do you mind to give something towards the Eruv? Sorry, I don't do that. And and his chiris for sure is not going to. I wonder what does a yid who doesn't practice, a yid who doesn't keep Shema Torah mitzvahs, how does that affect the Eruv? Does it affect the Eruv? What do you do with him?
It's still valid.
Eruv is valid. It doesn't matter.
No,
so
it's like with a get. If the man doesn't want to give it, you force it eventually.
Yes.
Because he says, all right. So what?
All right, so what's the so you're saying that what?
Zochin.
So it's fascinating. We're going to be entering our locha, which is might come as a chiddush. So Simon Shin Pei Hey, Tein Stoiki Vekusi Umum Ba'erov. Look, watch out the words of Shulchan Aruch of the uncensored edition that we've got. He has changed over the years. This is an uncensored edition. This was a very heavily censored Simon over here. So what's it? Stoiki, a kusi, and a mumo. What's the loch? It's stoiki. It's stoiki. What's it? Stoiki. It's stoiki is people who are affiliated to tzaddik and vices, and there were people that believed in only in Torah Shebal Shebiksav, and they refused to accept Torah Shebal Peh. So only the Chumash. Yes, similar to Karim. So stoiki arike Yisrael umavat l'reshus. So it's stoiki. He's like a yid, and he can't do bit l'shus. Avol eruv enemoyl, kibin she enemoyd be'eruv. But the eruv does not work because enemoyd be'eruv. So this is what the Mishnah Berurah explains. If God aruv tzodoki, hal shem tzodok uvaisus. It's named after the very famous people tzodok uvaisus. What is it? Ve'im noitim la'apikorsus. They are the it's a type of apikorsus. They do not believe in the oral law, oral tradition, Torah Shebal Peh. Aval Pikein, nevertheless, Lininzeh, for this matter, Kisrael, it is considered like a Yid, Shemuel Shemat Rishus, that he can't do Bit Rishus. Aval B, and although, Shebad Michal Shabbos Fahesia, although he is certainly a Michal Shabbos Fahesia, and the fact that he mat, and what is he mat is a, because we're learning later that somebody doesn't keep mitzvahs, he's considered like a goy. So how does he work? So he says over here, Tztoiki Shani, Tztoiki is different. That they have a tradition. So the Tztoikim and the Vaisusim, they've got a tradition. And since they've got that tradition, They stick to their tradition very, very much, like the Koroim. They stick very much to their tradition. So their law is a bit different. Some disagree. And some hold, no. Hetzdok is actually considered Michal Shabbos. And he's like a goy. Now he goes into your point. You mentioned Koroim. Venafkamina b'chol zelin karoim shibizmanenu. Nafkamina is the karoim nowadays. Karaites. Is there still karoim nowadays? There is. Yeah. Really? Where are they? Really? Oh, wow.
Probably about 300
left. Okay. Well, they only keep Torah Shibiksav.
Yeah.
Okay. Really? So they're mamash karoim? Really? Okay, so it looks like there's karoim still. So it's a karoim nowadays. Shebevarim mechal on Shabbos v'ezit, they're considered mechal on Shabbos. Why are they considered mechal on Shabbos?
So they're more machmen something.
So why, well, Mishnah Berurah calls them mechal on Shabbos. Why are karoim mechal on Shabbos? But why are they considered mechal on Shabbos?
Because they do Zachor, they don't do Shomos, because they don't...
Actually, they may do. We only know the 39 malachas. Okay, they're the Alter Reisa, but we're only learning from. They're only the Toshav Alpet. They come from Toshav. The 39 malachas that we know, they are evolved. They did evolve in Toshav Alpet. Of course, it's the Reisas, but it, we only know them from. Yeah, they might. Yeah, so they are considered Mechal Shabbos. They will be considered Mechal Shabbos. At the very least for the Rabbonon, you're right. At the very least for the Rabbonon, any chum levat l'reshus, that's just going to you'll have to, yet they won't be able to be l'reshus this karoim. Okay, so that's in terms of stoikim. So Rabbi said, this is really important because we're going to speak about apikosim in contemporary generation. But let's just get to that in a minute. So what we're learning now is stoikim and by susim, who are yidnu keep the tereshab, Ksab, but they do not keep Torah Shabbal Peh, they are considered like a Yid. Now, but very importantly, the Avol Eruv Einu Moil, Kevin She Einu Moil De Be'eruv. Their Eruv doesn't work, Shulchan Aruch says on top of page 508. Why does their Eruv not work? Because Einu Moil De Be'eruv. What does it mean they're not Moil De Be'eruv? They do not agree. To not accept an Eruv. So Mishmur explains, the reason is, their participation in Eruv does not work. Somebody who does not believe that the Eruv doesn't work, works, cannot be part of the Eruv. Rabbi said, therefore, anybody believes in Torah Shebaal Shebiksav and doesn't believe in Torah Shebaal Peh, doesn't believe that the Eruv functions, doesn't believe that an Eruv allows you to carry, his participation in Eruv doesn't work. Rabbonon. So now the Shaila is, no, because I know what you mean. You mean that there's a machloikus about Eruv Tchumim. That's the machloikus whether it's the Reise or not. I'm holding that Eruv Tchumim is the Reise. Is that what you're referring to? Yes, but we're not talking about the Tzad. It's all Rishus Yochid. There's a special Gzeir Rabbonon. So the Shaila is, so we're learning that somebody is Einu Moide be'Eruv, somebody doesn't agree, doesn't admit, doesn't believe in the Eruv, person like that is, his Eruv, he cannot participate in the Eruv. We'll break the Eruv. Okay, there's a bit of a misconception about this. Nowadays? No, but how does it work with the... Jews, Yidden who don't believe.
Yeah, like a reformed Jew in the block.
Exactly, a reformed Jew in the block.
Well,
how would you get around it? Yeah, how do you get around it? Very good question. And there's more than just one in the block. In the edge row, there must be a couple. How do you get around it? Yeah. It's a problem. Schirus only works for... Schirus was something which was established for Goyim only. Yep. Levinsky could be right that Schirus might work, but the Pashtus Schirus has only been established for Goyim. Okay, we'll have to look at if we'll continue about this because there's going to be answers to those questions in the next few Seifim. So we'll be discussing greater detail Be'ez Hashem. Okay, just to summarize what we learned this evening, we learned about a Goy that came in to force his entry into the area. If he was not invited, he will not ask her. If he was invited, and then if it's more than 30 days, it's gonna ask them. We spoke about the army people, which was commonplace in Europe. They will ask her. And the Mishnah Berurah explains because Din Malchus Din, that's why. Then we learn some Mishin Peihe, which tells us about Stoikin and about Susim. They are Mevatel Roshos. But the Eruv is not an Eruv because they don't believe in it. More on that tomorrow, Beit Hashem. I wish you a good evening.